Hi, boys and girls. Welcome back to the Epa Leprechaun Show.
Hi, Epa Leprechaun.
Sorry I've been away for so long, but I've been a very busy epileptic leprechaun. You see, kids, over the holidays, I found religion.
How did that happen?
Well, it's funny you should ask. I saw Jesus at the OTB, where he imparted some advice to me. I put down my money, and what do you know? The Father, Son, the Holy Ghost win play show. That's the Holy Trifecta. I saw Jesus at Bed Bath and Beyond. He gave me a whoosh with his magic wand. I walked past the candles and the picture frames, bought monogram towels with the apostles' names. I saw Jesus at the Cheesecake Factory. I asked for advice and he said he'd get back to me. His mouth was too full of potato skins. He ordered chocolate cake and said that he without sin. I saw Jesus at the Home Depot, buying wood and nails, and his head hung low. I started to wonder, what would Jesus do? He made a sign for his office that said, King of the Jews. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
This next sketch is brought to you by Raceway Park. Stop by the new upscale Raceway Park, now located in Darien, Connecticut.
Raceway Park.
Come see Big Daddy Norman Mailer and his monster truck, The Executioner Song. Free dark and stormies until 8 p.m. Raceway Park. You've got to see it to discuss it.
Raceway Park.
Funny cars have been replaced by whimsical, ironic cars.
Good evening, everybody, and thanks for coming to Open Mic Night at Club Seal. Don't forget to tip your cockroach. Okay, we have quite a group of musicians, comics, and poets here tonight, so let's not waste any time. First up is someone new to the Club Seal stage. He's billed himself here as the poet of the people. Please give a warm welcome for Vinny Verrazano.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm pretty angry, and my anger management counselor told me that poetry would be a good outlet. So here we go. This poem is about a certain bank whose name I will not mention, because I will not shill for those bastards. Anyway, I deposited like 500 bucks in there, and they say they never got it, so here's the poem. It's called Skank of America. Oh, Skank of America, standing under a red light on every street corner in the dirty, dirty city. Skank of America, you squealed and whined when I inserted my deposit, but then acted as if it never happened. Skank of America, when I call you, your man answers the phone. He makes big man threats that he'll monitor or record me. Skank of America, you don't even grunt while merging with an entire fleet. Oh, Skank of America, someday your chained pens will run dry and your tellers will keep forgetting the date, but I'll be with some young credit union who wears Birkenstocks and reeks of patchouli and is skilled in the art of fiduciary pleasures and will settle down and have a little mortgage, and I won't look back at the fat ass and bloated fees of Skank of America. Member FDIC. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now here's another poem about the wetback who dented my Mustang GT.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Ho, ho. Okay. Thank you, Vinny. Don't quit your day job.
Well, you can take your son and moods, watch a trip with your princess.
She's pretty light, red or shine. She's pretty light. an important war. Do you remember what war that was?
The Revolutionary War.
That's right.
Why are you laughing?
And in other news, Congress has passed President Bush's bill clearing the way for exploratory drilling in the 100-acre woods. In a press conference today, the president had this to say. Deep in the 100-acre wood, where Christopher Robin played, you'll find rich deposits of shale that will decrease our dependence on foreign energy sources and boost our economy. When confronted with the fact that the 100-acre woods is located in England, President Bush simply said he didn't care what state it was in, because this was a federal issue, and he was open to a dialogue with Governor Blair about states' rights at any time. We here at Epileprecon News decided to ask children all over America how they felt about this surprising turn of events.
Well, I think it's a good idea. We have to drill somewhere. I mean, who would you rather get angry? A million Muslims or Eeyore?
But what of the 100-acre woods' most famous resident? What does he think about all of this? He's not taking this sitting down. We take you now to Pooh Corner and a crowd of hundreds.
My comrades Rabbit, Piglet, and I tied ourselves to these trees to protest the wanton destruction of our homes. I have not eaten honey, Rabbit has not touched a carrot, and Piglet has not eaten whatever it is he eats for 7 days now. Owl has already martyred himself blocking the bulldozer, and we're prepared to suffer the same fate. Never trust a Republican, I say. Their party's mascot is the heffalump. Does that tell you anything? People turn to religion at times like these, but this awful assault on the last great bastion of innocence has made me realize that there is no narrator. I mean God.
Let's descend through fog and rain and see if we can find the same way out of this small mess. It's not as if we'll lose our lives or be impaled with carving knives just yet. Not unless we sign the dotted line so everything will turn out fine. Let's just discard what makes us tick and act like we are really thick and slow. Take pen in hand and sign.
Honey, I still haven't, you know, done my business.
Oh, sweetie, how many days has it been?
Are you one of the millions of Americans suffering from constipation?
16?
Well, now there's hope. Ask your doctor about a bullhorn behind the head.
Jesus, honey, what are you doing? You scared the crap out of me. Hey.
Just what the doctor ordered.
Bullhorns behind the head aren't right for everybody, and side effects may include immediate hair loss and biting off of one's tongue. Pregnant women and young children should not use a bullhorn behind the head.
Hi, Kraftwerk?
Yes, via Kraftwerk.
I'm Katie Nowblock, the entertainment organizer here at Six Flags Over Georgia. Thank you so much for agreeing to open our summer amusement park concert series.
Of course. We are all about amusement.
Get our agent on the phone. This is fucking ridiculous.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Sorry, I was just commenting to Florian about the lovely heat you have here.
Well, you know what we like to call it? Hotlanta?
Your joke has malfunctioned.
Well, we have a few minutes before you're supposed to go on. Let's get you some food over here at Miss Dixie's Depot. Now, what would you like?
We have heard much about your American food and would like to try these silent dogs.
Silent? Oh, hush puppies. Sure, here you go. So tell me a little about your act.
We are dressed like automatons, standing motionless behind four analog sequences, while strings of random numbers scroll on three giant screens behind us.
Just like Shania Twain. You know, while you're here, you should take advantage of the rides. We got Fearless Freeps Dare Devil Dive, and if you brought the kids, we have Bugs Bunny World.
Kraftwerk cannot reproduce.
Oh, sorry about that. Well, it's almost time to go on. You boys should get ready.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are Kraftwerk from Germany. You know, we feel right at home here. You have a roller coaster called the Great American Scream Machine. And we are the great German man machines. My joke has malfunctioned. We are going to start with a song called Autobahn. It is 28 minutes long. Florian, there's no one left. Do you think we can just leave?
Yes, we should go. We are late for the Houston show at Chuck E. Cheese.
We really need a new manager.
Well, guys, that didn't go over very well, but thanks for the effort. I only hope next week's Diamanda Glass show works out better.
Well, kids, that's the show. But a parting thought for you. Why is classic rock still on the air? Is there any human alive who is excited to hear Brown Eyed Girl again? Also, I was listening to the lyrics of Bon Jovi, Wanted Dead or Alive. He's saying he's seen a million faces and that he's rocked them all. Now, why would anybody go around rocking faces? That makes no damn sense at all. Perhaps it should be asses. He could say he's seen a million asses and that he's rocked them all. But I suppose that could be taken two ways. Whatever. Clearly my point is that classic rock has got to go. If Bob Seger is going to Kathmandu, I'm going to Dog Woman Don't.